holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 60, letter 6047, Baruch Hashem, the 12th of Shvat, Tavshi Yudches, Avosik V'chosid, Yishir Elikim, the time, Harav Yisrael Sheyichya HaKoyen Stock in Bridgeport. Shalom Uvrachov. The Stock family, you know, he had another brother who lived for many years in Crown Heights, and he was like a person with a loud voice, which means, and he established the Chevra Simcha Shabbos Yom Tov. They used to help fund the families that need support with food. He would do that a lot. I mean, generally, the family in Bridgeport, they ran a day camp. But the Rebbe writes to him, this is in the very beginning, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, in a timely manner, I received your letter in which you write that you established Agudas Nesheyu Bnois Chabad, a group for women, daughters of Chabad, in your community. As the Rebbe has asked for all communities to establish this Nesheyu Bnois Chabad. And the Rebbe says, okay, you wrote about you're establishing it, but what about getting some reports? How is it going? I'm surprised, the Rebbe says, that from that time that it was established, there's no news about it. You know, sometimes they established it and they forgot. But the Rebbe says, no, you stop. What's going on? And the Rebbe says, for sure, the Rebbe is not suspecting that things aren't going on, but the Rebbe says, for sure, you'll fill in the next opportunity very soon about how things are going with this new group organization. And the Rebbe says, since we are just coming, this is 2 days after Yud Shvat, as you noticed, during the period from the 9th of Shvat, which was the previous letter we studied, and now is the 12th of Shvat, there's no letters. The Rebbe was very, in the father's yahrzeit, the Rebbe was fully, apparently, occupied or whatever. It's not my assessment of what the Rebbe did or not. But you see by the letters that the Rebbe didn't write any letters. So in the meantime, but we already know from before that Shabbos, Yud Shvat was on Friday. And as the Rebbe said before, and so this was on Sunday, so till so Shabbos was Yud Aleph. In any event, the Rebbe did not write anything from the Yud Shvat, which was Friday, and of course Yud Aleph Shvat was Shabbos, and this was on Monday, Yud Beis Shvat. But in any event, the Rebbe says, since we're coming now from the Yom Hilula, your side of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, he put in so much effort as it relates to the women and daughters of Chabad, and in many ways. So therefore, the Rebbe says, it's an opportune time, because we're so close to the Yahrzeit. So for sure, if everyone will do what is up to them in the natural way, that will be blessed, their work and their success, in a supernatural way. Because our Rebbes, our leaders, holy Rebbes leaders, they are arousing great compassion for the success of the above service. And Rebbe says, because we're next to the Yud Shvat and the Rebbes gave so much effort, the Rebbe in this, and therefore if you do naturally, you'll be blessed above nature a lot more. And the Rebbe says, maybe the will, the Rebbe prays, that only good you should report also from your holy work, the development of the holy institution that you lead, and also from your activities in spreading the wellsprings in all possible ways in your community and in the surrounding community. And the Rebbe finishes off with the known saying, of our sages, Ein lecha davar ha'omid b'fnei ha'ratzon. Nothing stands in the way of the will. The Rebbe concludes with blessing and looking forward for good news. So the Rebbe is writing to this Rabbi Stock. He says, you wrote to me that you established this women's organization. I don't hear any reports. Maybe you'll fill me in the next time, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, now is an opportune time. You just do naturally and it will be blessed above nature because the holy Rebbe's are praying for us for the success. And the Rebbe blesses him that he should, and prays and blesses him that he should give good news. All of his work in his institutions and all the that he's running, and also from his activities and spreading the wellspring, the Rebbe ends with a blessing and looking forward for good news.